Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello, and welcome to the Voice with Action podcast. I'm Deb Balico, and I'm here with Rebecca Pratt. And we recently celebrated Easter. And in reflection of Easter, our amazing videographer put together this video asking the kids in our program, what does Jesus mean to you? It's a beautiful video. I'll make sure I put it in the show notes for you to be able to watch. But it was just a continuous reflection for both Rebecca and I of, you know, what does Jesus mean to these children that we serve? And in light of this Easter season, and we're recording this actually on Holy Monday, which I had to look up, but it means that it's just taking an extra day to reflect on the powerful work of Jesus. So that's what we wanted to do today in this recording, was to reflect on just the powerful work that Jesus is doing in and through Orphan Relief and Rescue for these children that we serve. So what are some of these new stories, Rebecca, that we're hearing from our country director?
Yeah, we have just beautiful redemption stories that are unfolding. And one of the little boys, around 10 years old, wandered into our Saturday kids program this last month. It was a story that recently happened. And he was hungry. He just wanted some food. And he had some fresh burns on his skin that our monitors had noticed. So they were just talking to him, asking him questions. Found out his story. So his mother had died when he was young. His father was not in the picture. They don't know where his father is. The little boy said he didn't know who his father was. So this grandmother took him in, and she had farmed him off to somebody to work for them, and it was a mechanic office. They would give him food in exchange for having him work every day. So he never attended school. It was just his job. Well, one day they decide they're not going to feed him anymore. Basically, that was his payment, was he would get food. So, of course, he's hungry. And maybe when they close down the shop, somehow he ends up taking some cheese, which is what they would feed him with, because I guess they made their own cheese with some farm animals that they had. So he took the cheese. They accused him of stealing. The person that worked at the mechanic office just went into a rage. Got this, they said, a piece of iron, put it in the fire, and then burned him at three different places to scold him for taking food that he technically earned. So the whole thing was a mess. And so this little boy wanders into our feeding program, which is our Saturday kids program. We invite all the kids in the community to come if they're hungry. And it's our opportunity to feed them a meal as well as share about Jesus to them. This little boy got a free meal, and then our staff actually was able to intervene into his life, and he's going to be put onto our program this week. Now, what that means is that he's going to get two free meals a day. He's going to be put into school, and he's going to be monitored every single day to make sure he's at school and he's protected and that no one can harm him. And if they do, then the police get involved and the social welfare office get involved. So he's now going to be protected. We can't take him out of his family situation, which he lived with his grandmother, but we can certainly monitor to make sure that he's protected. And our hope really is that, you know, this grandmother and even these workers will come to Jesus, because when they come to Jesus, suddenly, supernaturally, God does change their heart and they begin to fight for their kids. Mm-hmm. But it's so shocking, honestly, these stories, because you're just like, how could anybody do such a thing to these children? But it really is a blinding of the enemy that they don't have that natural affection for children. They don't have any love in their life. They don't have what we see when you come to the Lord. And even in our Western, it's hard to fathom even in our Western world, because we've been raised with the Christian values of valuing life. Now, whether, you know, obviously a lot of people don't love Jesus here, but they value life. And that is based on the Christian principles of love your neighbor as yourself, you know, love God first and then love your neighbor as yourself. So whether people want to admit it or not in America and and throughout a lot of the world in Europe and different ones, if they have that culture of the Christian faith in their background, they're going to be raised with valuing life, that life is valuable because there was a creator that created us with value and life. So that's what we don't see on the other side of the world, particularly in these villages where we work, where the voodoo practices are huge and that's their predominant religion. But children do not carry the value until they are adults and can benefit, you know, society, basically. They don't carry that value. But we're seeing this redemption story unfold with them. And, you know, I was just kind of processing this and just thinking, these kids are like little lost puppies that wander into our feeding program. You know, I was telling you, Deb, before this, that it reminded me of this stray dog that came to our home when my kids were growing up, and it would just come to our door hungry and we would just start feeding it. And then it kind of became our dog because it would show up every day for food and then just started staying there because it's where they could, you know, the dog was being fed. And it wasn't until someone claimed it, you know, that we just took care of it like our own. And so these kids, it's hard and shocking to fathom that in the year of 2026, we're seeing this around the world, that children are treated even worse than animals are. And, you know, obviously animals in our society here in America, most of the time are treated very well. And yeah, it's shocking that human life are treated in these ways. But then it reminds us, this is why we do what we do. This is why God has us where we're working. And this is where the redemption stories are going to unfold. I was asking my country director more details of this. And I said, okay, how old is he? And, you know, he says he's about 10 years old. The little boy probably doesn't know how old he is because they just didn't care to document it. But we're going to see this little boy understand who Jesus is, understand that he's not forgotten, he's valuable, he's important. And I loved the video that we had where asking what Jesus is to you, and they were saying, he's my protector, you know, he's my father, he's my savior, you know, he helps me. But I was asking my grandkids yesterday, they were over for Easter celebration, and I was saying, you know, what is Jesus to you? And they were like, well, he's a lot of things. I said, just start naming some things, you know. And what is Jesus to me? He's everything. He is everything. And I was in Newport Beach and Manhattan Beach and in California this last week, just visiting friends and family. And I was taking a walk on the boardwalk, you know, every day with one of my friends or with my aunt, depending on which place I was at. And I was watching. I love people watching. That's kind of the fun thing to do. But I was watching all these different ones. I think I saw more anorexic people than I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, they have these weighted vests on and, you know, they're striving. They're just striving for something more. And I love exercising, so I have nothing against weighted vests and exercising and pushing yourself to the limits. Deb, you do that a lot. You're always climbing a mountain or doing something exciting. But I just thought how everyone is searching or trying to strive for something that Jesus wants to fill. And the voids that we have in our life, only he can fill. He's the only one. He is the answer to everything that is, you know, to our anxieties, our things that cripple us in life. He is the one that is got the answers for all of it and gives us the healing and the fulfillment that we can't get through the world's means. You know, these are people on those beaches. You know, there's a lot of wealth, and money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you success. I mean, it can buy you success, but in the world sense, but it can't buy you the satisfaction that only a relationship with Jesus can give and the fulfillment that he can give. And so I loved that I was coming back on Easter, just reflecting on the beauty of this relationship with the Lord. And then I was reading all my updates on the plane coming home, and these updates from our monitors. You know, there was three other kids that were rescued from the, it was the mother that was trying to sell them to the Ivory Coast because it's, she could get more money for them over there than she could in a neighboring village. And so the whole story was unfolding with this report, and she owed some money. She was in debt. It was kind of the same story we hear over and over. She got herself in debt. So she was going to take her three kids and sell them so that she could pay off her debt and she could get more money. She figured out which country she could get more money for her children. And they were intercepted from being taken and put on her, you know, they actually, they're kids that are on our program, and they were found out that she was going to do this. And so they immediately said, you cannot do this because they're on our program. We've already intercepted them once. And if you do this, the police will come and get you, you know, so then the threats come. But that's what the job that our monitors are doing day in, day out. But yeah, so I'm just in awe of God. I'm in awe that we get to do this work in partnership with many of you listening on this podcast. I'm in awe that we get to celebrate this beautiful relationship with Jesus and the price that he paid, the ultimate sacrifice that he paid for us, and just what that truly means, you know, and reflecting on the words that our videographer, you know, had the kid. I loved that he put that together, you know, who Jesus to you? What does Jesus mean to you? And so, yeah, that's really a challenge and a question to each of you listening. You know, who is Jesus to you?
Yeah, I do encourage taking a moment to think about that, because if I even reflect on it myself, I would say in this season, like, Jesus is the one who lifts my burdens. You know, he's the one that with his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Like, he was the one who is meant to carry our burdens, not us. And so many times we want to pick things up, you know, to remain in control or out of fear, you know, or there's many reasons why we pick things up and burden ourselves with them, but that we can trust that God can carry those and that we can trust him through the process of that burden, whatever it might be. So I would say that that's what Jesus is to me right now in this season, is the lifter of my burdens. And yeah, when I ask my kids too, it's, I love their responses because, you know, it is, it's simple, but there's so much value and weight to what they say. You know, if they're like, oh, Jesus is my everything, or Jesus is my hope, you know, or Jesus is my, is the source of my joy, that we all need a reminder of that, you know,
yes,
as adults. Like, I love seeing Jesus through a child's eyes.
Yes.
And how simple it is. The answer is simple, but the truth behind it is so impactful and powerful.
Yeah. And these kids that are rescued, they know that it was Jesus that rescued them through us, but they're introduced to this God of love who hasn't forgotten them, who has had his eye on them from the moment of their conception. And they are valuable, important, loved, and they are taught that this God created them with value and love because they've been discarded, completely discarded by their families and by whoever is in their path. The way the monitor had put even in this report was that he's been mistreated by every single person around him. There wasn't one person in his life that wasn't mistreating him. And that's kind of shocking that no one was advocating for this little 10-year-old. He doesn't know what love is, and he's going to find out. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty that I love watching unfold over and over and over, that these kids literally become different little people because they start understanding that God loves them, values them, hasn't forgotten them, and they start building this relationship with the Lord, and that relationship just changes everything in their life. And so I am excited to watch this little boy come, really, in a sense, go from death to life.
Yeah.
And his eyes will tell it all. And I have a picture. I'm not allowed to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
as we got to protect his identity. But, you know, his eyes are hollow. There's no life in those eyes. And within a year, we're going to see this incredible, bright-eyed little boy come to life, because that's what happens over and over and over.
Yeah, when these children realize that they're valued. And if you follow us enough on social media, you can see in some of our videos, you know, and where you can see the kids that have the hollow eyes, or they're sad or just look almost catatonic, versus the kids that have so much joy and so much, like, the huge smiles on their faces. And you can tell if a child's brand new to our program or has been there for, you know, a year or more. And it is amazing to see how their countenance completely changes. Well, thank you for joining us this week. And yeah, just take time to ask that question. You know, what does Jesus mean to you? And if you want to share it, we'd love to hear it. You could email us at info@orphanreliefandrescue.org. Or if you'd like to learn more about us, please visit us on our website at orphanreliefandrescue.org. Thank you. And we hope you have a beautiful week.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.